All right, we'll begin with items under purchasing today. Item A is to receive and file bids for the rebid of the Jefferson County Water Control and Improvement District Number 10 generator building and generator receptacles at all lift stations. That's a round one Hurricane Ike disaster grant that's administered by the Texas General Land Office. Item B is to receive and file bids for the used single drum vibratory smooth wheel roller for Jefferson County. Item C is to receive and file bids for replacement motors for Jefferson County Sheriff's Marine Division that's funded by the tariff of the Sabine Neches Navigation District. Item D is to receive and file bids for the sale of reversionary interest of property located at 715 Orleans in Jefferson County. Item E.
On item E, that needs to read January 29th.
Of 2013?
Yes, sir.
So is that going to change the other one to January 28th for 2015?
Yes, sir.
Okay, is to award, execute, receive, and file a contract for inmate health care services for Jefferson County Correctional Facility to ConMed Healthcare Management, Inc. for an initial period of January 29th, 2013 through January 28th, 2015 in the amount of $6,339,840 with an option for an additional 3 1-year renewal terms. Item F is to award, execute, receive, and file acceptance of offer for used single drum vibratory smooth wheel roller for Jefferson County to CLM Equipment Company in the amount of $80,753. Item G is to award, execute, receive, and file acceptance of offer for replacement motors for Jefferson County Sheriff's Marine Division to the Dingo Group LLC, DBA Pete Jorgensen Marine in the amount shown. Item H is to award sale of reversionary interest of property located at 715 Orleans in Jefferson County to A&B Real Estate LLC in the amount of $85,000. Item I is approving a closing date extension for the rebid sale of 9.4 acres of undeveloped land in Jefferson County north of the Nederland city limits to Beaumont On-Site Services LLC in the amount of $152,280. It was originally scheduled to take place on February 1st, 2013. And now will be scheduled 45 days later on March 18th, 2013. Item J is to consider and approve the county clerk's office to enter into a buyback agreement with ES&S for 81 e-poll books in the amount of $275 each, which would add $21,951 to the election service fund for the purchase of additional election equipment in the future. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal and seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Is there any discussion on any of those items under purchasing? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Commissioners, item A can be tabled on the burn ban. Item B is to receive and file the historic structures permit number 603 issued for preservation work on the Jefferson County Courthouse. Item C is to receive and file a letter of intent to enter into a ground lease with Delta Government Leasing Corporation for property located at the Jack Brooks Regional Airport. Item D is to consider and possibly approve Jefferson County Tourism Committee hotel occupancy tax allocation recommendations for the Stars Over Texas baseball tournament, $500 tournament rule applied. Item E is to consider and possibly approve cost share not to exceed $7,100 with the Nederland EDC for a drainage study of airport frontage property. And by addendum, item F is to consider and possibly authorize the county judge to execute the TxDOT Local Assistance Program Agreement for 2013 for allocations of material for each precinct. Do I have a second?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion on any of those items under commissioners? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Okay, moving on to County Auditor. Item A is to consider and approve of fiscal year 2012 budget amendment for general services for additional costs for participations in the amount of $17,695, excuse me. Item B is to consider and approve a budget amendment for Constable Precinct 1 for compensation time payoff in the amount of $53,819. Item C is to consider and approve a budget amendment for Constable Precinct Two compensation time payoff in the amount of $12,795, including all the FICA and employee retirement expenses. Item D will be tabled as we're waiting on a little further information. We anticipated it was gonna come in this morning, but didn't. Item E is regular county bills, check numbers 375720 through 375992. Do we have a motion on those items under county auditor?
Move.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal.
I'll second it with question, Patrick, on the payout, is that more a multi-employees? It's not just one employee, right?
Yeah, it's multi-employees in precinct one.
Now, let me explain.
Precinct two is just one. That should, the comp time that's been accruing, and I think by contract, they're allowed to have up to 480 hours.
Okay.
I think most employees are 80 hours comp time,
right.
480 for under the union contract, and it's not that we're allocating any additional funding to Constable Precinct One over their budgeted funds. This is since there was a change in the office holder and new employees, the employees who were separated from service had to be paid their comp time, which was not budgeted. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under county treasurer, item A is to receive and file the investment schedule for December 2012, including the year-to-date total earnings on county funds. And item B is to receive and file transcript for Jefferson County Treasurer Tim Funches to verify completion of the mandatory county treasurer continuing education training required under the Local Government Code Chapter 83. And for mandatory public funds continuing education training required by Government Code Section 2256.0082, also known as the Public Funds Investment Act. I have a motion on those items. Been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Yeah. On that B, Commissioner Arnold, are you sure he didn't type that on his own typewriter?
Well, I see that our weighted average yield on our investments is about 65 basis points, so about 2/3 of 1%. Although our borrowing costs are a lot lower, our earnings costs are. So I know that the treasurer is going to be looking at maybe coming back to court and having a discussion with the court about whether or not we want to increase our yield by looking at municipal investments. And that'll be a discussion that we'll have on another day once we've gotten further information. But the interest rate environment is not favorable. Our earnings are down a few $100,000 a year over what they were several years ago, but our interest costs are down more than that. So, yes, we did. It's the treasurer, Tom Rugg, and myself, but we'll bring it back to the whole court.
Yeah, we've been struggling with interest rates, and we increased our maturities up to 3 years trying to capture higher rates, but then those rates tanked as well. But we're still trading the portfolio weighted average returns 0.640, but it's still 2.5 times the treasury yield curve for the same period of time. But bottom line, if you look at that back page, we still made $64,000 for the first 3 months. But all indications show that the interest rates are probably going to be held low all the way through 2015. So we're just going to do the best we can and look for alternatives and stay within the same risk structure and yield. You know, try to increase our yield without increasing our risk and stay within the conformity of the Public Funds Investment Act. So.
Well, let's know, since you got the ratings on those municipals, the yield information, and whether or not we need to discuss an amendment to our investment policy to allow that, should it be the desire of the court to go forward.
Look it up.
Okay.
We'll do.
Thank you so much, Mr. Treasurer. Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under Human Resources, item A is to consider and possibly approve the position for Alton Lewis Sr. as Deputy Constable with Constable Precinct 1 in accordance with Local Government Code 86.011. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second? I'll second it. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under Sheriff's Department, item A is consider and approve a resolution for Charles D. Boykin for 8 years and 10 months of dedicated service as a corrections officer in the Jefferson County Correctional Facility and the Sheriff's Office, and wishing him well in future endeavors. And item B is consider and approve a resolution for Richard D. Zampini for 11 years of dedicated service as a heating and air conditioning technician in the maintenance department at the correctional facility, and wishing him well in his retirement. Do I have a motion on those items? Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously, and that completes the printed portion of our agenda. Is there any member of the court that wishes to bring anything to the attention of the public?
Judge, would you make the announcement one more time about the Affordable Health Care Symposium at Ford Park, please, sir?
Yes, this week at 10 a.m., January 24th at Ford Park. Business owners, it's going to have Mr. Den Bishop with Holmes Murphy Consulting Services, one of the top medical consulting firms in the United States. It's going to be at Ford Park to give a presentation on strategic planning to deal with the Affordable Health Care Act and how it affects businesses. You would need to go to the Holmes Murphy website and contact them to RSVP for the event, sponsored by the Jefferson County Commissioners Court. We're very thankful that Mr. Bishop, who's a nationally known expert in this area, has agreed to come down here, and it should be very enlightening. Also want to remind the public again that beginning February 14th, American Airlines will begin service out of the Jack Brooks Regional Airport. Looking online now, there's very favorable, I think a round trip ticket to Dallas, Fort Worth is about $113, which is a real bargain. Also keep in mind that American flies to 184, 186 different destinations out of Jefferson County now. So whether you want to go to New York or Paris, you can do it out of Jefferson County. And so go on AA.com and take a look at that. Anything else? This has been a paid political advertisement paid for by the commission. Yes. All right. Anything anybody else has? Purchasing, DA's office, auditing. All right. Well, thank you very much. And then we are adjourned.